The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15, Letter Number 56. Baruch Hashem, Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, Saturday night of Chof Menachem Av, Tovshin Yud Zayin, the 20th of Menachem Av, Brooklyn, New York, Shalom Avrocha, .. So now, the Rebbe is saying, well, we have now entered the days, which is after the 15th of Av. Our sages in the Talmud, they say that on these days, the more you add, the more you're added to, which means the nights are getting longer, the days are shorter, people are getting more into their studies, more into their readiness, and they, Gemara says, the more you add, the more is added to you. So the Rebbe says, so he prays, Yehi Ratzon, that each and every one should add in matters of Torah and mitzvahs, as they are illuminated with the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus, and may the blessed Hashem add to his blessings in everything that is needed to the man and his family. So this is a general blessing that the Rebbe is giving for this period of time in which after Chamisha Asar Be'av, in which we say that the more you add, the more you give. So the Rebbe blesses that we should add more and the blessing should be added. And the Rebbe also says we're also getting inching up closer to the month of Rachamim, the month of mercy, compassion. The month of Elul is considered the month of compassion because the entire month of Elul was the month that Hashem forgave the Jewish people after he the Jewish people made the golden calf and Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. So the last 40 days, they begin in the month of Elul. Elul is considered to be the Chodesh HaRachamim, the month of mercy. That's why we blow the shofar, we do Seilu Dov L'Hashem Ori, we do a lot of different things. It's a month of compassion, which is the month of Elul. Now, Elul has various different abbreviations, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. One of them, Elul Rosh Tevis, is Ish L'Re'eyu Matonis L'Avyonim. Now, this is the verse in the Megillah. In Purim, in the Megillah, it states that they've established it to give. That's why we give Shalachmanis and we give gifts to the poor. So, Ish L'Re'eyu stands a man to their friend and gifts to the poor. These are the two mitzvahs. But that is also hinted in the word Elul, Ish L'Re'eyu Matanis L'Avyonim. So what has this got to do? The Rebbe translates it that the word Ish, a man to his friend, is God to the Jewish people. God is called a man. The Rosh Hashanah, our sages expound, Ish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Hashem. Where do we see God is called man? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Hashem Ish Milchama. Hashem is a man of war. We say that in the Oz Yashir, in the davening from the portion of the Torah when the Jews said the song, it says, Hashem is an Ish. So the verse Ish can be interpreted as Hashem. Now, who is the friend of Hashem? That could be referencing the Jewish people. The Koyro who live in Israel, he calls the Yidden B'Shem Achai V'Re'ai. He calls the Jewish people my brothers and my friends. It's the verse that says, L'man Achai V'Re'ai. So therefore, Ish L'Re'eyu can be understand, Hashem, the man, gives his friends. But then it says further, U'matonis L'Avyonim, and gifts to the poor, which means some people can be called friends of Hashem because they're friends, because they're righteous, they do the right things, so they're friends of Hashem. But the verse tells us over here, Elul, that not only does it Ish L'Re'eyu, Hashem gives to his friends, but he even gives to the poor. The poor means that those are the people who are not in the category of being brothers or friends of Hashem. But certainly they are part of the poor, Evyonim, Matonis Levyonim. Now, poor also has different words in Hebrew. Evyon means one who is really poor. The Oni means poor. Evyon means he wants everything because it means he has really nothing. So the Rebbe says we can all go into the category of an Evyon because he's lacking everything. And so, meaning Hashem gives Lireyu to those who are his friends. He also gives to the people gifts to those who have nothing because they're missing a lot. And using the language that Alter Rebbe says, the Eibishter gives this with a smiling face, with a good, and in a smiling face. So the Rebbe says, so we are in this season of the month of Elul, which Hashem gives us all. May the blessed Hashem fulfill the desires of each and everyone's hearts for the good, for the blessing, physical and spiritually. The Rebbe basically gives here a blessing, a general blessing, telling the people that yes, you have needs and we have things and we ask Hashem. So the Rebbe answers, and the Rebbe gave this answers to many people. We had it before. So many people, the Rebbe says to them, this is a good time that Hashem, first of all, we should add more in Torah, and then Hashem adds more blessings. But then we also are already almost at the doorsteps of Elul. And Elul is also the time which Hashem gives to those who are his friends, deservant, and also to the Avyonim, those who have nothing. And Hashem gives it in a smiling face. So that's the Rebbe's blessing. That this should all be in a good way with a blessing and the Rebbe's signature. This is the way the Rebbe encouraged and gave the blessings on this time, especially getting close to the month of Elul and after the 15th of Av.